Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something you probably see every day, but haven't given much thought to all that plastic in your car.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sure, we all know it's there, but have you ever stopped to wonder why?
Right.
Like, why is there so much plastic? Is it just to save money, or is there more to it? Well, we've got this really cool excerpt from an article called Why Do Car Manufacturers Prefer Using Plastic in Vehicles?
Interesting.
And let me tell you, it's way more than just a cost-cutting thing.
Yeah, it really is.
So to help me break it all down, I've got an expert here with me today.
Happy to be here. I'm excited to talk all things plastic.
Me too. Okay, so let's start with the basics.
Okay.
I think pretty much everyone knows that plastic is lighter than metal.
Right.
But how much of a difference does that really make when you're talking about a whole car?
Yeah, it's a bigger difference than you might think.
Okay.
Replacing metal components with plastic can reduce a car's weight by up to 50%.
Mm. Wow, 50.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right?
But it's a lot.
And that directly translates to better fuel efficiency.
Oh, makes sense.
We're talking a potential 6 to 8% improvement in fuel economy for every 10% reduction in weight.
Wow, that's significant.
Yeah.
So less plastic means less gas guzzling, which means more money in my pocket.
Exactly.
I can get behind that for sure.
And it goes beyond just the weight itself.
Okay.
Plastic's moldability allows for designs that are much more aerodynamic.
Oh, right.
Think about those sleek curves and smooth lines you see on modern cars.
Yeah.
A lot of those shapes wouldn't even be possible without using plastic.
Hmm, interesting.
By reducing drag, the engine doesn't have to work as hard, which also contributes to fuel efficiency.
So it's like plastic is giving cars a double dose of fuel-saving power, but
yeah.
Surely it's not all about saving money and hugging trees, right? I mean, there's got to be more to it than that.
You're right, there's a lot more to it.
Like what?
One aspect that might surprise you is the role plastic plays in safety.
Safety? Hmm. Really? I always thought of plastic as kind of flimsy, not exactly what I'd want protecting me in a crash.
That's a common misconception.
Okay.
Plastic is actually remarkably good at absorbing impact energy.
Really?
Yeah. In a collision, plastic components can actually deform and crumple, which helps to dissipate the force of the impact and potentially reduce the severity of injuries for passengers.
Hmm, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a built-in crumple zone absorbing the energy instead of transferring it to the people inside.
Exactly.
Okay, you've officially blown my mind.
And we can't forget about flying debris.
Oh, right.
Shattered metal can create sharp fragments in a crash, posing a serious hazard.
Yes, that makes sense.
Plastic, on the other hand, is much less likely to splinter in that way.
So it's safer and lighter?
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see why car manufacturers are so keen on using plastic.
And then there's the design aspect.
Okay.
Plastic offers an incredible level of design freedom that simply isn't possible with metal.
Yeah.
It allows for intricate shapes, seamless integration of different components, and even things like embedded lighting and sensors. Think about the sleek, futuristic interiors of modern cars.
Yeah, it's true.
A lot of that is thanks to plastic.
Yeah. My car's dashboard is practically a work of art. All these curves and flowing lines, not a sharp edge in sight.
Right.
It makes the whole interior feel so much more spacious and modern.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. If plastic is so great for design, why don't we see more cars really pushing the boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't it be amazing to see some truly radical designs out there?
You're right to point that out. There's definitely a lot of potential for even more innovative designs using plastic.
Okay.
For example, the Tesla Cybertruck with its unconventional angular body.
Oh, yeah.
Made from ultra-hard, cold-rolled stainless steel.
Yeah.
Was initially envisioned with a plastic exterior.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, I wonder what that would have looked like.
Imagine how that might have looked.
Whoa, that would have been a completely different beast.
Right.
So it seems like the limitations aren't necessarily in the material itself,
mm-hmm.
but in the way designers are choosing to use it.
That's exactly.
Okay.
The possibilities with plastic are practically endless.
So it really is kind of a designer's dream material then.
It is. It's all about pushing the boundaries of creativity
yeah.
and finding new and exciting ways to incorporate this very versatile material.
Right.
And from a manufacturing standpoint, plastic is really a dream come true.
Oh, yeah.
It's relatively inexpensive to produce, and it can be molded into complex shapes with incredible precision.
Right. And I remember from the article that plastic parts can often combine multiple functions into a single piece.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That streamlines the manufacturing process, making it more efficient and cost effective.
Right.
And of course, those savings can potentially be passed on to the consumer in the form of lower prices.
So it's a win-win for everyone involved.
It seems that way, right?
More design freedom, lighter cars, lower costs.
Yeah.
It almost sounds too good to be true.
Hmm.
And I think we all know that when something sounds too good to be true,
uh-oh.
Well, there's usually a catch. In this case, I'm guessing that catch has something to do with the environmental impact of all this plastic.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay.
What are the main concerns when it comes to plastic in cars?
Well, for starters, the production of plastic is energy intensive and often relies on fossil fuels, which contribute to those pesky greenhouse gas emissions.
Right.
And then there's the whole recycling conundrum.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
We all know we should be recycling plastic.
Right.
But is it really that simple when it comes to cars?
Not quite.
Okay.
See, car plastics are a bit more complex than your average milk jug.
Oh, okay.
They're often made up of a mix of different plastic types. Sometimes even blended with other materials like fibers or fillers.
Wow.
This makes it a lot harder to recycle them effectively.
So even if I diligently toss those plastic car parts into the recycling bin,
yeah,
there's a chance they might not actually end up getting recycled.
It's a real possibility.
Oh, no.
Yeah, conventional recycling systems often struggle to handle these complex plastic blends.
Right.
Plus, car plastics can be contaminated with other substances like adhesives or metal bits.
Ah, I see.
Which can further complicate the recycling process.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's a bit of a headache, to be honest.
Okay, so it sounds like recycling car plastics is a bit of a minefield.
Yeah.
But the article did mention some potential solutions.
Right.
Like biodegradable plastics.
Mm.
Is that a realistic alternative?
It's definitely a promising avenue.
Okay.
Biodegradable plastics are designed to break down naturally over time.
Okay.
Unlike traditional plastics that can stick around for centuries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So instead of ending up in a landfill or as a charming piece of ocean decor,
right,
these plastics would essentially decompose.
Yeah.
Like that banana peel I forgot about in my gym bag.
Well, hopefully they decompose a bit faster than that forgotten banana peel.
Okay.
But you're on the right track. The idea is that these biodegradable plastics would eventually break down into harmless substances. However, it's important to remember that they often need specific conditions to decompose properly.
Right.
Like those found in industrial composting facilities, which aren't exactly as common as your average garbage dump.
So we can't just toss them in our backyard compost bins and hope for the best?
Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
But the research in this area is moving at a pretty exciting pace.
Oh, good.
Scientists are developing new types of biodegradable plastics that can break down more easily.
That's great.
Even in less controlled environments.
Amazing.
Who knows? Maybe one day we'll be able to compost our old car bumpers.
Okay, now that's a future I can get behind.
I know, right?
But even with biodegradable plastics, we're still left with the problem of all those existing cars packed with traditional plastics.
Right.
What about recycling those?
Yeah.
The article mentioned something called closed loop systems.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a potential solution?
Closed loop recycling is a fantastic concept.
Okay.
And it's gaining traction in various industries.
Cool.
It's all about creating a system where materials are continuously reused,
right,
minimizing waste,
okay,
and the need for virgin resources.
So instead of that linear take, make, dispose model we're all used to,
right,
it's more of a circular process where materials are constantly being recycled and repurposed.
Exactly.
Like a never-ending loop of plastic reincarnation.
I like that.
And that's especially important for something like car plastics, which are, as we've discussed, a bit tricky to recycle conventionally.
Definitely.
Imagine a system where old car parts are collected,
yeah,
carefully separated, and then recycled into new car parts.
Boy.
It's a beautiful idea, isn't it?
It is.
It sounds pretty utopian.
It does.
But how would that work in practice?
Mm.
I mean, wouldn't it require a pretty major overhaul of the current recycling infrastructure?
It would, absolutely.
Yeah.
It would require a coordinated effort from car manufacturers, recyclers, and policymakers to create a system where these complex plastics can be effectively sorted, processed, and ultimately reborn into new, high-quality materials.
So it's not just about wishful thinking. It's about putting the systems in place to make it actually happen.
Right.
It sounds like a massive logistical challenge.
It is.
But also a really exciting opportunity to completely reimagine how we deal with car materials at the end of their life.
Exactly.
And there's a growing movement toward this circular economy thinking.
Absolutely.
Consumers are becoming more aware of the environmental impact of their choices.
Yeah.
And they're starting to demand more sustainable products.
Right.
This, in turn, is putting pressure on manufacturers to step up their game and find more eco-friendly solutions.
Exactly.
So it's not just about scientists inventing new materials or engineers designing more efficient cars.
Right.
It's also about consumers demanding change and voting with their wallets.
Absolutely.
Consumer demand is a powerful driver of innovation.
Yes, it is.
If people start prioritizing cars made with recycled or biodegradable plastics,
yeah.
it sends a clear message to the industry.
It does.
It's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
Consumer awareness leads to industry innovation.
Right.
Which leads to more sustainable products, which hopefully leads to a healthier planet.
Exactly.
I like that chain reaction.
Me too.
It feels empowering to know that we as consumers can play a role in shaping the future.
We do.
But it's not as simple as just buying a green car, is it? What else can we do to make a difference?
Well, for starters, extending the life of our vehicles is a huge one.
Okay.
Opting for repairs instead of automatically jumping to replacements can make a big difference.
Right.
And when it is time to part ways with our beloved vehicles,
yeah.
making sure they're recycled properly is crucial.
It's like being a responsible pet owner,
yeah.
but for our cars.
Exactly.
We need to take care of them throughout their entire lifespan.
Right.
But let's be honest.
Okay.
Most people don't spend their days obsessing over car plastics.
You're right. It's not exactly a dinner party conversation starter.
Exactly. So how do we get people to care about this stuff?
Right.
How do we raise awareness and make this a topic that people actually want to talk about?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It feels like it.
I think it starts with making information accessible and engaging.
Okay.
Instead of bombarding people with dry statistics and guilt trips,
right.
we need to tell compelling stories that highlight the human impact of these choices.
So less doom and gloom, more inspiration and solutions.
Exactly.
I like that.
We need to show people that sustainability isn't about deprivation.
Okay.
It's about creating a better future for ourselves and for future generations.
It's not about sacrificing our love for cars.
Right.
It's about finding ways to enjoy them in a more responsible and sustainable way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it feels like we're at a turning point, you know, where awareness is growing and people are starting to realize that their choices actually matter.
Yeah.
But awareness is only half the battle, right?
It is.
What comes next?
Right.
Like, what can we actually do to push this movement forward?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
It's no longer just about scientists and labs or designers and studios.
Right.
It's about all of us as consumers using our collective voice and our wallets to drive change.
Okay, so let's get practical.
Okay.
What are some tangible things listeners can do to make a difference?
Well, first and foremost, do your research.
Okay.
Before you even set foot in a dealership.
Right.
Take some time to educate yourself about the different types of plastics used in cars, the recycling processes available, and the environmental track records of various car manufacturers.
Wow, so much research.
Yeah, but knowledge is power.
True. That's that. Don't just fall in love with a shiny new car.
Right.
Fall in love with its eco credentials, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And once you've done your homework, you know.
Yeah.
You can use that knowledge to make informed decisions.
Okay.
Support companies that are actively investing in sustainable practices. Whether it's using recycled plastics, exploring bio-based alternatives,
right.
or developing innovative recycling technologies.
I love that idea of voting with our wallets.
Yeah.
It's a powerful way to send a message to the industry that we demand better, more sustainable options.
It really is.
And don't underestimate the power of just simply asking questions.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking to a salesperson,
right.
inquire about the car's environmental footprint, the recyclability of its components, the manufacturer's commitment to sustainability.
Yeah.
Make it clear that these things matter to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be an informed consumer.
Right. It's like, let's not just talk about horsepower and fancy features. Let's talk about eco-friendly horsepower and sustainable features.
I like that.
But what about those of us who aren't in the market for a new car anytime soon?
Mm.
Are there things we can do with our existing vehicles to be more mindful of this plastic issue?
Absolutely. One simple but impactful step is to prioritize proper maintenance and repairs. Extending the life of your car rather than constantly upgrading to the newest model
right.
significantly reduces the environmental impact.
So it's like that old saying, make do and mend.
Yeah.
But for cars.
Exactly.
I love that.
And I guess when the time does come to part ways with our beloved vehicles,
yeah.
we need to make sure they're recycled responsibly.
Right.
Find out where and how to recycle your car properly in your local area.
Okay.
Many manufacturers also have take-back programs to ensure their vehicles are recycled in an environmentally responsible way.
So it's not just about what we do behind the wheel.
Right.
It's about responsible ownership from start to finish.
Exactly. It's about looking beyond just the individual car.
Okay.
And considering its entire life cycle.
Wow.
From production to disposal and hopefully rebirth.
This whole conversation has really shifted my perspective.
Yeah.
I used to just see my car as a way to get from point A to point B.
Right.
But now I see it as this complex ecosystem of materials, choices, consequences.
It is.
It's a bit daunting, to be honest. You know, like, wow, my car is a symbol of global sustainability challenges.
It is, in a way.
But it's also empowering to realize that we as individuals have a role to play in shaping a more sustainable future for the automotive industry.
Yeah. And that's where the real hope lies.
Okay.
It's in our collective power to demand better, to choose wisely, and to push for innovation.
Right.
It's about making conscious decisions, both big and small, that will ultimately steer us towards a more sustainable and equitable future for all.
This deep dive has been a real eye-opener.
I'm glad.
It's amazing how something as seemingly simple as plastic in cars can spark such a profound conversation about our relationship with the environment, with technology, and with our own values.
It's a testament to the interconnectedness of our world.
Yeah.
And to the power of human ingenuity to find solutions to the challenges we face.
Well, on that note of cautious optimism,
yes,
I think it's time to wrap up this episode.
Okay.
But before we go, I have to ask, what's one thing you hope listeners will take away from this deep dive?
I hope they'll walk away with a sense of agency.
Okay.
A feeling that they're not just passive passengers in this journey towards a more sustainable future, but active drivers of change.
I love that.
Yeah.
Beautifully put.
Thank you.
And for our listeners out there, remember the next time you hop in your car, take a moment to appreciate all the ingenuity that went into its creation and all the choices that lie ahead.
Hmm.
We have the power to shape the future of mobility, one conscious decision at a time.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Bye, everyone.